Scott, what's that market like in China right now? Is there?
We actually invested in the two leading blogging companies, so I hope it's going to be a good space. But our macro theme in China is that you basically have a country that's awakening. There's millions of people and if you've been to China, turn the TV on in your hotel room, CCTV, which is the government-controlled TV. They have like 9 stations, and it's all the same programming in every station. A lot of it's Korean soap operas. And everyone is starved for content there, and there's a lot of creative people. So we actually think that, media is undergoing a lot of change in the U.S. I mean, it's basically being born in China right now. And so there's the whole sort of organic user-created content movement going on, and there's a lot of companies really addressing that space. And I think you're going to see a lot of very innovative business models coming out of China just because there's nothing there. It's a vacuum, and it's a big vacuum.
Turn to energy. Bill, you've kind of, that's sort of been your focus of late. Where do you see the clean tech movement going? Where are we at this point?
Two areas that I think have very big opportunity if they can be figured out are energy and social computing. So one in the energy space, but also in the internet space with social computing. In the energy space, there is a $1 trillion opportunity if we can make renewable energy cheaper than fossil fuels. And it will be great for the planet, but it's also an incredible economic opportunity. It's very, very hard. But there's a lot of companies getting funded with clever ideas on how to approach that, and we're working very hard with one of our companies to do that. On the social computing side, first I have to say I completely admire and love the Skype example, the company Skype, but even how Skype evolved the way you described it. They had a different idea, and they figured out a way to put voice on it. Peer-to-peer was so popular at late 90s, after it took off with Napster in the illegal form. And I remember us sitting around many, many hours trying to figure out how could you take this incredible peer-to-peer idea and make something legal and productive with it. And we just couldn't think of anything. We couldn't think of the business that the Skype people came up with, which is just tremendous. Analogy I would say today is the social computing phenomenon is incredible. The ability of people to collaborate and contribute to something like Wikipedia, like giving ratings, or like giving reviews, or like people contributing to a search engine somehow. I can't figure out yet how to make money with that or what kind of company offering you should make. It's very delicate balance to make social computing work because you have to give people just enough desire to want to contribute, but just enough payback for making that contribution, whether it's economic payback or whether it's altruistic payback. But they have to get a payback for putting in the effort. But I think that the social computing phenomenon will be figured out by someone, and there's an enormous opportunity online in a number of different areas if someone can figure out how to make money with that.
Tim, your firm has been in a lot of alternative energy being one, nanotechnology. It'd be interesting to hear what your thoughts on where we are with that and where that's heading.
And I'll tag on to the social computing thing because I've just had a wonderful experience. My daughter showed me her Facebook. She got me into Facebook, and I was able to go through all her friends and all my son's friends and what they were all doing. And you get to see kind of what college life is like, and they tag each other on their pictures that they put up, and it's quite amazing. And I was very thrilled because we just funded something called Tag World, which is sort of the next. What we believe to be the next thing in social networking. And there's something really big there. And I'm with Bill. It's a little bit of a quandary as to where it's going to be. But combining media with the social networking, with the desire for people to lean back and watch movies, there's something going on there, and it's going to be very exciting. So now I'll talk about alternative energies.
Well, let me just maybe be back to social networking. I mean, you guys are, it sounds like you're wrestling with what the right model is. Is the advertising, it's not a pure advertising play, is it? And you can't, I guess, assume sell these people
to
corporations.
What Tag World is doing is making it so that, like, if you're a rock star, you can put up a Tag World site and, you know, all your groupies can tag in there. But you can also sell your music through this, or you can sell your video, or you can sell your T-shirts or whatever through this site. So that's something that, you know, where MySpace can't do that, TagWorld can. So they're moving toward, you know, a consumer site where it's going back and forth. I think it could be quite interesting.
Did everybody vote yes for it?
What's that?
Did everybody vote yes for it?
No way. No way. There's another one I had to steamroll through. And on alternative energy, it's interesting. You know, you think about what you can do for the environment. You know, do I recycle? And then I hear that that's actually bad for the environment. Do I buy organic goods? Well, that's not really necessarily the best thing either. Do I buy just a big piece of property and let it just sit there? Or what happened to us was we realized that Hotmail became the greatest environmental company in the world because 300 million people were able to send mail to each other without killing a single tree or using any pollutants and or using any gasoline or whatever.
That's quite a spin.
And absolutely. But think about that. And that came from nowhere. That was a technology that was purely based on communications on the computer. And it spread to all those great, you know, it did all that great stuff for the environment. So clean tech is this new world where you say, okay, we have these big markets. We have transportation. We have gas, you know, whatever, energy. We have huge industries that need revolutions. And we have these new sciences in information technology, in nanotechnology, in biotechnology. And you can put those together and create new great companies where, you know, you use this biofuel for one thing and now you can apply it to something else. Or you used, here's an example. There's a company called Internoc, which allows distributed storage of energy. And then when people need it at a peak, it all comes together and shoots up. Now that is something that comes completely out of the IT industry, but can be applied to this new way of storing energy. So there are going to be lots of these. And so that's what, because, you know, energy is such an issue. The fact that China and India are so successful now, they're pulling on the resources of the world. And all those resources then are taxed. And so the prices of a lot of commodities have been going up, and it's because of this. And so through technology, we can drive the prices of those commodities down. So that's kind of a neat thing. And we have a new fund, DFJ Element, that is attacking that. And we think that it's going to be an interesting place to be. It's an easy place to lose money, but it's also potentially there will be some real breakthroughs.
We've got about 4 minutes left here. If anybody has any questions, they want to make their way up to the microphone, happy to take some. Otherwise, I'll keep continuing. I have a question back there. Yeah.
You just mentioned the rise of China and India and the rising commodities consumption and oil consumption they have. Is there enough cheap, easily accessible oil left to drive, I guess, everybody forward from China, India, and this country into this new hyper-connected, you know, electronic utopia that's going to draw on enormous amounts of oil and gas to power? You know, you said Hotmail may have been a great environmental boon in cutting down the number of trees, but how much electricity does it take to drive all these devices that we rely on now?
You know, what's cool about that is that in a free market world, what'll happen is you don't run out. The prices go up. And when the price hits a certain point, a new technology becomes competitive. So when gas prices hit, I don't know, let's say $4 a gallon, suddenly what breaks in is this cornstarch stuff. You know, the cornstarch that turns into, you know, good, clean running gasoline. And you can just put it in your car just the way you normally do, and it runs. And if both of those start going up, then something else will come in. There will be the electric car, and the electric car will run on a variety of different technologies. I mean, our electricity here that's driving this, you know, might be 20% hydro, 15% gasoline, 10%, 2% solar, 1% wind. You know, we're being run by a lot of different things. It's not all oil. But oil prices going up do affect this industry, and it does kind of create an interesting opportunity for technologies.
We're getting down to the end here. Maybe what I can do is just come down our panel to the degree that they're willing to just sort of talk about briefly where they sort of see the next, if they can say next great, whether it's geographic area, something that maybe we haven't talked about up here, something that's sort of fascinating. Scott, I'm looking at you, so you get to start.
Well, we're still bullish on China. We say we're a bull in the China shop, so I think that's still going to continue. But I think the big contrarian thing here is enterprise spending. Companies that are leveraged to enterprise spending and telecom. I think there's going to be new CLECs and service providers forming. You're seeing a lot of consolidation activity in the U.S. with the traditional service providers, and I think there's going to be a new wave of innovation on that front.
Bill?
I would just restate the energy one based on what Tim said, based on what the questioner said. The demand for the rest of the world to reach the living standards that we have here is going to be so intense over the coming decades that the amount of new innovation that's going to occur to get them the energy they need is going to be tremendous, and I think it's an enormous opportunity.
Tim, what do your partners all like that you don't like? Or did you like? What do you like that your partners don't like?
Well, I think all the rage is the consumer activity, consumer breakthroughs. And I think, corporate starts to follow that. I think there might be some interesting enterprise software things out there that start to happen because there are these new technologies that all the consumers have adopted, and then they're going to be saying, well, gee, I do this on my cell phone already. Why don't we just kind of do that in the corporation? That might be a field that nobody really wants to look at right now because they've lost so much money in it. But I also do think that, energy might be, there may be a breakthrough there. Maybe a breakthrough in social networking. It's going to be driven by all those great entrepreneurs out there.
Brad, you get the last word.
Life is fun. Enjoy it vigorously.
With that, I'd like to thank our panel.